We push all the buttons so you don't have to. Vectis Radio, online and on FM 104.6.
We are joined in the studio by two gentlemen, Blake and Mark from Mindset Brothers. Welcome to Vectis Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Me personally, I'm Blake Nash. We have Mark Lowndes, and we represent the Mindset Bros, which is a CIC here based on the Isle of Wight. That's all about mental health for men.
Oh, absolutely. So, what is it that you do?
Realistically, we are, as well as providing advice, because obviously I really want to make it clear, there's some people don't realise that we do, half of our board is actually mental health trained, so first aid trained of mental health, so we can actually give advice, as well as providing that safe space for men to be able to open up. You know, a lot of men don't, bottle things up. I personally feel that most struggles with men is financial, especially when it's coming up to Christmas. You know,
you've
got to provide, I've got to do this for my family, and you know, most people are in a 9-to-5 job and you're capped by your income, and it's just that constant stress of bottling it up and not letting it out. So we're providing that space where men can do that, no judge, and we'll help as best as we can. And having the events that we put on are totally free. You never have to put your hands in your pocket. Come along, free buffet, free venue, and just let things out. Or if you don't want to let things out, just be around a bunch of men that have the same struggles and just want to make the world a better place.
Absolutely. Now, mental health is a very important thing, isn't it? And a lot of people seem to, these days, focus on physical health. But physical health and mental health comes as part of a package, doesn't it?
Yep.
You can't really have one without the other.
That's correct, yeah. I mean, your mental health is just as important as physical health.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think in the fast-paced society we have now, you know, being able to decompress, offload, talk about your problems as well is very important.
Especially with people that can understand what you're talking about.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's why, you know, hence half of the brothers are trained in mental health first aid. A few of us are doing counselling, progression levels, two and upwards, become trained counsellors as well.
Fabulous. So, how did it all begin?
Well, we have to thank Ross for this one. Ross is the founding brother. And then, obviously, brought myself, Mark, the other Mark, and Liam on board. We all have different skill sets. And how can we bring this to reality? I come from a marketing background, so how can I get this word out there a lot more? Obviously, Mark is from the construction industry, and as he said earlier, you know, there's a real problem in the construction industry, and he has that passion of being able to change that narrative in the construction industry to be able to make people open up and get their struggles off the chest. But yeah, it all basically come down to the root of, yes, obviously Ross set it up, but we all have that same struggle. And so we come together and, you know, how can we help other people do this?
That's a fantastic thing to do. Now, the great thing is that you've got a good number of brothers to help you do that.
Yes. Absolutely, yeah.
And you obviously enjoy what you do. You've got a passion for it.
Yes.
So what are the main things you would say would be, if you see somebody that's, say, for example, sitting on their own and not really interacting?
I think you'd probably go, so there's kind of a thing in the construction industry where, you know, you'll see someone that kind of sits by themselves, segregated, and, you know, people will say, are you okay? And they'll say, yep, and nod. Well, don't just let it lie with that first ask. Have a conversation, have a chat, break the ice a bit, and then ask them again the second time. And generally what I find is that that person is struggling, but by initially asking for a second time, it opens the door for them to go, actually, yeah, you know, I've had a bad week, or I've had a bad fortnight, or, you know, just things are tough at the moment. And then you can have a good conversation. And that leads on to some of the events we do. We, during the week, we run walk and talks. So basically on a Tuesday, we do a 6 a.m. walk and talk in Freshwater, hosted by Ross from the Causeway. Thursday, I'll run one from Appley Tower and Ryde at 6 p.m. And on Saturday, which I attended this morning, from Newport, 7:30 a.m. at French Franks. And that's just a good opportunity to meet a bunch of lads, have a conversation, break some ice. And you normally find half an hour into that 1 hour walk, people are starting to open up and actually discuss what the issues. And then that'll lead on to Blake with our monthly events.
Yeah. So I say our next event coming up is at Luckham Hall. Big shout out to Luckham for giving us their venue for free. We've got free use to the spa, so if any blokes want to use the spa completely free, as well as their awesome new retro arcade room that they've just opened.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, so, you know, we're sort of having fun, but obviously still having that aspect of, you know, we've got an issue, how can we help? Mm-hmm. And every event that we do is completely free, because obviously we have support of the great venues and sponsors and donations that come in. We want every bloke that comes along never has to put their hand in their pocket. They can have a free meal. Most of the times, they'll have someone come along that just puts like 50 quid behind the bar, which we're really thankful for. So everyone can have a free drink and just step out of reality for a second.
Mm.
Decompress, have some fun, and know that there is trained professionals there to help you.
And be there with the brotherhood of people that understand where you're coming from.
Exactly.
And what you're talking about. Because that's quite a difficult thing, isn't it? Being able to chat about things that are worrying you, because you might think that somebody else won't understand.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you actually talk to somebody, you realise that you're not alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you all have issues of some respect, and they might come from completely different angles, but they might relate to very similar things.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Knowing you're not alone makes a big difference.
Massively. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So the other thing is as well, you do all sorts of things on your webpage, don't you?
Yes.
Now, I was looking at something I found was really very interesting, and it was all about the amounts of coffee, the amounts of pizza, and the current brothers you have.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So, obviously, like I mentioned earlier, we never want anyone to put their hands in their pocket. So, you know, when they come to an event, obviously, we order pizzas, or if the venue's putting on a spread themselves, or, you know, it's when Mark and Ross, who obviously the trained ones, go out and have one-to-ones with people that reach out to us that need help. We buy all the coffees.
Okay.
We're in a fortunate position now where we've had some great fundraisers put on. Like, massive shout out to Charlie Harris and Rich Fox when they did the charity car wash. They raised just under £5,500.
Wow, that's fabulous, isn't it?
It's a 24-hour car wash and raised so much money. So just things like that means that all the one-to-ones that we have and the events that we put on is totally free for the people that come along because of fundraisers like that. We've got one coming up in December with White Coaches. They're doing the Christmas lights tour, and they've very kindly said that some of the donations that they raise from that's going to be going towards Mindset Rose as well.
Fabulous.
Brilliant.
Let's have some music now and go into the break, and then we'll come back and chat with you a bit more, if that's all right. And we have in the studio with us still Blake and Mark from Mindset Brothers. All right, guys?
Yes.
Yeah,
and obviously Dave over there.
No, I'm
the
still
other
here,
side
yes,
of the
yes. Yeah.
Poor Dave.
Hello, everybody. Yep.
I'm over outnumbered by gentlemen today. Or brothers.
Brothers,
brothers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, over to you, Mark. You've got something really important to chat about.
Yeah, I think the stigma with men in general is one of showing weakness. If you admit there's a problem, or you've got some feelings inside that you don't really want to share, it doesn't make you less of a man to, you know, open up and talk about your problems. And I think sometimes, you know, by doing that, you're able to share almost immediately the burden that you're carrying around and just get it out in the open. And actually find as well sometimes that you're not the only one. It's not just you that's got the problems. Everyone's got problems to varying degrees. Airing them, you know, share them.
Absolutely. Air them and share them.
Yep, absolutely.
That's a mantra, that.
Yep.
And do you find sometimes that the problem that somebody might be having, they think is a lot bigger than it actually is?
I think that's the other issue, isn't it? You know, because sometimes without you speaking it and airing it out, sometimes just hearing yourself air the issue, you suddenly realise that actually it's not as big as what you've internally made it. And obviously, if you shut yourself away in your bedroom, your living room, you know, you don't talk, you don't express your emotions and your feelings, that can kind of just rattle around inside your head and actually becomes 300% bigger than what it actually is.
Mm.
Air them and share them.
Do you think mental health is a thing that men are more likely to talk about these days?
I think it becomes a lot more acceptable now to, you know, kind of, yeah, there's so many, you know, other charities out there as well. There's so much focus in the media, social, online, you know, even on the press nowadays. stats and figures are out all the time, and it seems to be becoming a lot more acceptable to, yeah, open up, you know, admit that you've got some issues, you know, and just air them and get them out.
Indeed, because it is, as you said on your website there, about understanding the stigma surrounding mental health, because people, you know, in the past maybe have been a bit, oh no, I'm not going to talk about that. But now, with the advent of social media and, you know, not only social media, but not just verbal stuff, there's visual stuff now. You can see there are many different things about social media that are really positive, as well as being negative, of course. But it is these days, you've got such a variety of different ways that you can communicate with people. So as we were saying off air, it doesn't mean that you have to see somebody in person. You may speak to them online, or you may speak to them on the telephone, or whatever way you want to speak.
Yeah.
Really, it's about sharing your message, isn't it?
Yeah. We've got so many channels of communication now. Obviously, we've got phone numbers on our website. We've got our social media pages. We've got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. You can just communicate with, like I say, as well as our in-person walk and talks and our events, there's no excuse not to reach out.
Absolutely. Because the thing is, as you've said, by sharing your story with other people, it makes other people more willing to talk about what might be they might be facing at the moment. And, you know, as we said earlier, we all have struggles. We all get embarrassed about them. We all get a bit, you know, we think people are going to be judgmental. But what we need to remember is that whoever we're talking to has probably had a very similar, if not the same, issue at some point along the line in their lives.
Yeah.
So it is about caring and sharing, as you say, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
And the message that I'm here for you.
Yeah, agreed.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Exactly that. Like I say, we've got multiple campaigns going on. We've delivered over 50,000 business cards across all 75 pubs on the Isle of Wight, so that there's at least, you know, 500 business cards sat there on that bar. If you need a lifeline, you need somebody to talk to, they're there. So any blokes listening, if you go to the pub, most blokes go to the pub to escape reality, just get away for a minute. And that's totally fine, but just know that those business cards are there. Pick one up. If you need somebody to talk to, we are here, as well as obviously the multitude of events that we put on.
Indeed. So what would you say is the most important thing about Mindset Brothers?
We're always there.
You're always there. So how can people get in touch with you?
I say, we've got multitude of communication channels. Our website is mindsetbros.com, where you'll find all of the channels on there. We're also on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok. So yeah, please, if you need help, reach out.
That's fabulous.
Speak up.
Yeah. And speak up, yes. And it is about really stressing the importance of mental health and how talking about things, and as you say, Mark, opening up and sharing your issues may help you along the way and also help somebody else.
Yeah.
Because also it isn't just about sharing your issues, it's about helping somebody else, isn't it, along the way?
Yeah.
And obviously everything that you're doing in Mindset Brothers sounds fabulous. So do you want to tell us quickly about your next events coming up? I know you've said it once.
Yes. So our next event is next week. We are at Luckham Hall. I say it's completely free. Please come along 7 till 10. We've got free use of the spa, free use of the retro gaming room. There's going to be a free buffet, free conversations. Just come along. Have fun. There's no agenda. We're not sat round the table like a cult, like an Alcohol Anonymous kind of thing. It's just come along, have fun. And if you want to open up, there's people there to open up to. Following on from that, our Christmas party is going to be at Tea Hut, the indoor golf simulator place that has just opened up in Spithead Business Centre in Lake. Free round of golf. We might have a little competition between each other, as men do.
Christmas competition.
Yeah, I say there's going to be a free buffet there as well. So, you know, and these, like, the events that we're putting on are not cheap. And we want to massively say thank you to all of the venues that are giving us their place. Let's say Tea Hut. I think it's like a good few hundred pounds, like, if you was to book this for yourself. as well as the food that's being put on. So massive shout out to everyone getting involved. We've got a full lineup for 2026. All of our events are in the diary. We've got four venues that are very kindly given us their place as well. So Tea Hut, Luckham Hall, the Yarbridge Inn and the Albion are going to be doing, you know, 3 to 4 events a year, completely free, as well as multitude of fundraisers. We're still getting messages as of this morning of people saying, I'm going to do a marathon, please can I donate all of my proceeds to Mindset Bros.
How fabulous is that?
It's just fantastic. So the support we're getting just keeps pushing everything that we're doing.
And I think that sort of indicates in itself just the importance that is placed on this, because these business owners can see that.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to give to anybody. They're going to give because they know that this is right.
Yeah, we're getting requests now from large island businesses now for actually, can we have some of those, you know, business cards so that we can put them into the men's toilets and, you know, and hand them out, which is amazing, you know, to see that companies are engaging us now to offer that support that we can give.
It's brilliant.
And that's great, because that's helping people's
it's changing
and
lives,
isn't it? It's saving lives as well. Well, thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming along.
Brilliant.
And it's been great talking to you.
We could